The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink." Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days." And he also told them a parable. "No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise, he will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins. And no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says, 'The old is good.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Among the Jews of Jesus' day, the bridegroom would be accompanied by some young men of his own age, his friends, kind of like an honor guard. They were called the friends of the bridegroom. And their mission was to honor the person getting married, to join in his rejoicing, to take part in the celebrations that were held to mark the wedding. And so today, Jesus calls each of us to be his friends, friends of the bridegroom. We have been invited to participate intimately in the joy of the wedding feast with the bridegroom himself as his friends. This invitation is extended to each of us. But this friendship makes many demands. It requires trust, loyalty, humility, good works, and above all, it requires us to suffer side by side with our Lord as we take up our own cross. My brothers and sisters, Christ is calling you today to a deeper, more intimate friendship with him. Will you answer?